The province has drafted statements of public interest to help steer municipalities when creating and amending their community plans. Local government minister Glenn Savoie says the new statements will help accomplish consistent standards for land use planning to be effective in the province. Savoie released draft statements on five topic areas at the end of June, and a feedback period on the statements ends this Friday. The topics include settlement patterns, agriculture, climate change, flood and natural hazard areas, and natural resources. The document reads like a sort of value system for municipal planning, though without actually laying out priorities among a laundry list of values like development of natural resources and environmental protection. The New Brunswick Association of Planners has been advocating for New Brunswick to adopt Statements of Public Interest, or SPIs, for over 10 years now, according to President Andrew Smith. Smith says that New Brunswick is one of the last provinces in Canada to implement SPIs, and that although the proposed statements are generalized and aspirational in nature, they set out the initial basis for this much-needed provincial policy framework for New Brunswick, said Smith. But politics professor and former municipal councillor Jeff Martin sees the potential for vagueness embedded in New Brunswick's new SPIs to result in an uneven implementation of the principles.
There's the document language, which seems kind of like pleasant and enlightened, though perhaps a bit vague and noncommittal. But then there's the question of how will it be implemented? What will it potentially empower? It really depends on what people are in decision-making positions, and how will they potentially use this. So, give me an example. So, statement on public interest and settlement patterns. This is section 3. So, it says, with respect to settlement patterns, it is a public interest and public priority to promote settlement patterns that, okay, so contribute to the well-being of residents of the province, minimize impacts on the environment, and support vibrant rural and urban economies. Well, that's pretty general, and I think it can be used to move in a number of different directions.
Martin says that in the hands of a planning appeals board, the SPIs could be used to undermine the authority of local councils.
Is this going to empower or disempower municipal governments? Because it is after all regulation connected to the Community Planning Act, and will it be used by, for example, like people in planning appeals to prevent certain kinds of interpretations? In other words, it is equivocal on what the values are. It talks about balancing this and balancing that, but it doesn't really kind of say, so what does that balance mean?
Martin says the statements of public interest serve as a sort of constitution for local planning, but do not come out strongly or clearly on priorities, especially when it comes to possibly conflicting areas, such as environmental protection and economic development.
I see equivocation here in the values. Like, I see there are all these competing, contradictory values. Values that could work together. Environmental protection can work together with economic development. But if your dominant idea of economic development is environmentally destructive economic development, then those things are in conflict with each other. So when you've got these competing values that are presented, and legislation itself is not really clear to me, or I should say the regulation is not clear to me, that what is the dominant value here? I immediately come around to thinking about whether this will be permissive. Potentially to thwart municipal councils from representing their populations.
Martin also points out some missing definitions, like one for affordable housing. One of the statements reads, support the provision of a range of affordable housing options throughout communities, but does not define what is meant by affordable. The statements, if incorporated into the Provincial Planning Act, will be in effect when Tantramar reviews its municipal plan. Although the Sackville plan was due for review in 2020, the pandemic and municipal reform put the process on hold. Now the task is much bigger, involving the former town, the former village of Dorchester, and all the surrounding former local service districts.